Oh my gosh. Was that good or what? Okay. Well, communion, be a little bit more like Jesus and a little less like me. And I think that's one of the things and the reasons that God said, do this in remembrance of me. Or when Jesus said that. Because Jesus wanted us to be a little more like Him and a little bit less like us. And He wrote in the Bible exactly the way we should be. He tells us how we should be as Christians. And He tells us what a Christian is. And that night, that last night, before He was crucified, He sent me His disciples. And this was after dinner, and He was kind of relaxing. And what He did was He took the bread, and I'm not really sure they understood what was going on. And He took the bread, and He held it to heaven, and He blessed it. And He said, take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when He broke it, He offered it to His disciples. He didn't tell them, you have to do this. He said, this is totally up to you. And then what He did was He took the wine, and in the same manner, He held it to heaven. And He blessed it. He said, take, drink. This is the blood of the new covenant shed for you and for the forgiveness of your sin. Says, share with the Lord's people who are in need and practice hospitality. And you know, my nephew is here. And so we were out in back in Martinwood the last couple of nights, and he's like, check out the fireflies.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know whether they have fireflies in Colorado or not. But it is so cool when I sit there and I'm like, yeah, maybe I forgot about the fireflies. And then I got to thinking about this. If God can make a bug's butt light up, think of what He can do for you. Oh my gosh, you will never see those fireflies the same.
No, we will not.
Whoop, I almost dropped that.
Woohoo!
Independence Day 2022. Do y'all notice the school in here?
Yeah.
And no, it's not just me. Kidding. What we did was we've gone out and we've gotten an estimate. And we've gotten an estimate from a contractor. And after I got the estimate and I looked at it, I'm like, you know what? I think we need a second opinion. Because I really didn't like what I saw. And so we called a company that has one of our congregants works for. And they came over and looked at it, and they took care of it and saved us a whole bunch of money. And it was taken care of pretty quickly. So I'm pretty happy about that. I'm pretty happy we got things taken care of. We didn't have to pay a deductible and all that other stuff. So now we are all cool again, right?
Yeah.
You guys are cool, that's what I'm trying to say. You are cool people. And the thing is I like hanging with cool people. Boy, y'all are tired today, aren't you? That's okay. We've got tomorrow off. Independence Day 2022. It's great to have everybody here today. And today we celebrate our country's independence. That if independence from tyranny, oppression, and dominance by a force that was not inspired by God. It happened a long time ago, July 4th, 1776, over 240 years ago, the Declaration of Independence was signed. It was a major undertaking at the time. It was something many people fought for because they believed. Do you realize that we are the oldest nation in the world? Do you realize we have lasted longer than most other nations in the world? And we've all come together and made that happen. These people came together because they believed. They believed in the same thing. They believed in freedom, the ability to make their own decisions, and to be one nation under God. They didn't say one nation. They said one nation under God, and that is biblical. They understood that. They understood what that meant. It meant not being under someone or something that they knew would lead them into slavery and oppression. They knew the time was right, and they knew they had to act. They had to take their lives and their livelihoods into their own hands. They knew they would be headed towards destruction if they didn't act, if something didn't happen. They were brave, they were courageous, and they moved forward toward the same goal. After they got done working through every man's opinion of what was going on and everybody's personal preference about the way they thought things ought to be ran, they came up with a similar goal that they could all agree on, and it was freedom. There came forward the Declaration of Independence. The United States Declaration of Independence is the pronouncement adopted by the Second Continental Congress that met in Philadelphia on July 4, 1776. The Declaration of Independence explained why the 13 colonies that were at war with the Kingdom of Great Britain regarded themselves as 13 independent sovereign states, no longer under British rule. Those of you who know history know that the Declaration of Independence was the precursor to the Constitution, which was signed 11 years later. And I don't know how many people are into numerology, but 11-1-1 means the angels are with us. And you can Google that one. 11 years later, September 17, 1787, the Constitution, it took them that long to bring all of this stuff together. But when you go back to the Declaration of Independence, what it says is we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. Not one person more than the other. We're all created equal, and the reason we're created equal is that we are all endowed by our Creator. And we all have certain unalienable rights. Every human being, every person in the world has these rights. But there are some institutions that don't believe that people ought to have rights. They believe that they can go against things that God has given us because our forefathers understood this. Some of those rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. I read an article today in China. They killed one of the leaders of Falun Gong, which is one of their religions, for his liver. They don't believe in life. They took this person's life for a price. These are things that, how do you feel about these things? About being strong and standing up for the things that God has given you. He's got a whole book of blessings and things He's given you. It's called the Bible. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. But to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. We did it all throughout the Bible. God instituted people to lead other people. They're deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Now's where it gets a little bit, the language gets a little bit dicey, the next part. But when a long train of abuses, and what I want you to do is I'm thinking these long train of abuses, guys, you are abused almost every day, or the attempt is made to be abused every day by the evil one, by Satan. He wants to abuse you. He wants you to think you don't have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He wants to put chains on you, and he attempts to do that through sin. He doesn't want us to believe that you have those rights. Pursuing invariably the same object, a design to reduce you. And some of these words I don't totally understand, but he wants to reduce you to something other than who you are. And you know what I mean? When you sin, and then you start thinking about it, and it keeps rolling around in your head, and it's like, oh my gosh. And Satan loves it. He just keeps pushing you down. Oh, look at what you did. Look at what happened. Because you forgot that you were covered by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers all your cracks. You are washed in the blood of Jesus. And what it is your right and it's your duty to get rid of these things. This is a constitution that's talking about government, but sometimes I wonder if they were really talking about sin and what happens with us. Especially if you tie the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, to God, there's got to be the Bible connection with that. Throw those things off. Get rid of those chains. Provide new guards for their future security. We know who that new guard is. Wow. Is that a mouthful or what? These are our forefathers that wrote this. They understood that. I sometimes wonder nowadays, do we understand that? Do we understand we have the right to do this? God gave us the right.
That's right.
Not only that, but what he did was he gave us Jesus. And that's our pathway to the Lord. It is our right, it is our duty to throw off those things and to provide new guards for future security, the security of your life, the security of your soul. Our Pledge of Allegiance. It says, one nation under God. Not under a president. Not under a state senator. Under God. God just put those in place to help us get from one place to the other. What if our forefathers actually patterned all of this after what they knew and they saw when it came to God and the tyrannical and oppressive nature of the evil one? Maybe they were comparing the two. Satan and them, and what they were trying to do in the United States. What if they were actually talking about something that we all know to be true? How about Psalm 33:12? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The Psalms were written by David thousands of years ago. Any nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. Look at what we have. Look at what he's given us. All you have to do is look at the landscape. He's given us food. He's given us money. He's given us the ability to work. He's given us all these things because this nation has made God our Lord. One nation.
Under God.
And blessed be those people. We are one nation under God. We've all been endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights that can only be given to us by God and should only be taken away from us by God. There are those who try to tell us something different. Those who will try to oppress us and lead us down a road that they think is correct. And they try to prove you wrong. And if you don't believe me, just go through the Bible. How many people tried to prove Jesus wrong? Tried to say, you don't know what you're talking about. Come on, let's have a discussion about this. And every time Jesus proved he was right, but he fell back on the Word. Because that's what you need to do, is you need to fall back on the Word. What does the Word say? What can we do, one nation under God? And if you haven't caught on yet, I'm talking about Satan. And those who try to make us out to be something that we are not. They don't do this because we're doing something right, but because we're doing the right thing. Some people try to tell us we're not right. Just like Great Britain in the old days. And the evil one doesn't want you to know what is right. And the thing is once you get on that slippery slope, he's going to take you on a ride, making you think that his way is the right way to go. Look at this. You got away with this. You can get away with that. Oh yeah, now you got away with that. Now you can get away with something else. And it's a slippery slope. And he goes, this is the way to go. And I had this discussion this morning that what Satan does, and this is in the Bible, what Satan does is he starts you out with a little bit of truth. And that's what he did with Jesus when he was out in the desert. He started out with a little bit of truth, and then he tried to bend the truth, and before you know it, you're starting to wonder what's truth and what isn't. I know something that is the truth no matter what, and you can't bend it. The enemy, as was with the British, only wants to dominate you, wants to control you, and if it can't get its way, it will attempt to destroy you and everything you've worked for. He will try to take you out. And I see it happening over and over again. The thing is the enemy is not some subversive entity who's filled with new ways to hit you. He uses the old ways. He does the same thing that he's done over and over again. It's nothing new. He just does it a little bit differently each time. The only reason he's so good at what he does is because he's been doing it for over 2,000 years. That's a little bit older than I am. So I'll lay out his game plan for you, and this isn't anything you've never seen before. It's very simple. What he does is the first thing that your enemy will do is he will deceive you. This is battle. These are war tactics. He deceives you. And then when he deceives you, he's going to make you doubt what you know is right. And then what that doubt is going to do is it's going to cause discouragement. And you're going to get discouraged in what you actually see and what you know and go, oh, wow, you know, is that really the truth? Am I seeing the truth? No, it's not. And then you start with the division, and that's what Satan wants. Satan wants you divided. He may want to divide your family. He may want to divide you from your spouse. He may want to divide you from your church. And ultimately, if he can do those things, he can divide you from God. He can get between you and God because he's jealous. He's jealous because God has us and he doesn't. But he's the ruler of this world. The thing is he doesn't do this covertly. He does it out in the open. He does it in your face. But sometimes we don't see it because he is so high in what he does. He doesn't so everyone can see it. He doesn't hide what he's doing. And this is what Paul talked about. It's like a war that's going on. And the thing that we have to remember is our opponent, or even us, let's just talk about us. We have our strengths and we have our weaknesses. And the thing is a lot of times we focus on our strengths. Look at how strong I am. Man, I can take this on. No problem. I got this handled, right? When two entities go to war, they don't necessarily look at your strengths. They look at your weaknesses. Because that's how they can get to you, is through those little weaknesses, those little things that you think are okay. I got this handled, it's taken care of, I don't have to worry about it. Well, maybe that is a weakness that the enemy is going to come in and exploit. He doesn't attack the things you're so proud of, the things that you go, wow, look at this, I got this handled. Some cool things you don't think about. He looks for the cracks. He goes for broke. He tries to take you down. Because if he can take you down, he wins. And that's the tough part. It's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up that matters. He doesn't want you to get back up. And he wants you to pitch your tent. He wants you to be satisfied where you are. He doesn't want you to make things better. These weaknesses sometimes could come in the form of someone close to you. Maybe your finances. Maybe your family. Maybe it's a letter you get in the mail. It's very simple stuff. Maybe it's a crack that develops because of your dependence on something more than your dependence on Jesus. More than keeping your eyes on Jesus, you take your eyes off of it. And the thing is your enemy is constantly on the prowl looking for your weaknesses. He's looking for those cracks that he can exploit and attack. That's just what Satan does. He attacks you in your vulnerabilities. And I know it kind of sounds dreary. Maybe it sounds like it's a long battle, but it's not. There's an answer. There's an answer to all of this. There's a way, there's a truth, and there's a light. And that light will guide you. It'll cover you and it'll keep you safe from harm. It's called Jesus. Henry Ford, they tried to prove him wrong. Look at everything Henry Ford did for us. They tried to take him down. They tried to prove him wrong. And what they did was they put him on the stand. And they said, you know, when we were fighting Britain, how many troops came over to fight us? How many people know that? It's not in the history books. How could Henry Ford know that? He said, I don't know how many came over to fight us, but what I do know is less went back home. Look at how many people came against the United States. Against us. And we beat them. We only have to worry about one person, one entity, one body. Jesus Christ. Because he's the one that saves us. He's the one that's there for us. Through the blood of Jesus, you are saved from tyranny, oppression, and the things in life that want to take you down. Through this washing, through this covering that only Jesus can give us, you are protected. You are protected against what Paul talked about in Ephesians 6:12, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. You're protected against those things. The things that want to ruin us and put doubt in your thoughts. Remember the four D's? Doubt brings division. and so on. This isn't a fight against fight. This isn't a fight against flesh and blood, like our war from independence from the British rule. This is a fight against unseen powers. What I'm asking you today is to declare your declaration of independence. What is your declaration of independence? Your declaration from tyranny and from oppression, from Satan and from the evil ones. Are we declaring that we're no longer going to bow down to him? Or the next time something happens, are we going to let it take us out and bring us down? Our forefathers spent years working on a declaration of independence that followed a constitution. Declare your independence and stop allowing these things to slow you down, because God has a purpose for us. Just as our forefathers declared their independence from the British, we need to declare our independence against Satan and all of these games that he's playing. That's how we gain our freedom. That's how we fight for our freedom. And we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. Declare independence so we can walk in God's life and so we can show others how to walk with Jesus. Once we throw off the tyranny and the oppression, we're free to become the light of the world. And as Paul so aptly put it, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so that others can see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Stand up. Become what God wants you to become. And if you're not sure, open the Bible. He'll tell you what he wants you to be. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be free. He wants you to enjoy the blessings that he's written about in the Bible. And it's all there. He says, just stand up and take it. Reach out there and grab it. Make it yours. Just like our forefathers did with the United States. It was in front of them. All they had to do was reach out and make it theirs to take that blessing. God has given us the spirit to do that. He's given us the ability to be free and to make our own decisions. 2 Timothy, for the spirit God gave us, it doesn't make us timid. That's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to be bold. He wants us to be courageous. He gives us power. He gives us love. And he gives us self-discipline. That's what the Spirit of God gives us. Don't let Satan take you in, because he's working really hard to do it. This week, declare your independence from ideas, thoughts, and actions that are not true, the ones that are not noble, the ones that are not right, they are not pure, the ones that are not lovely, and the ones that are not admirable. Declare your independence from those things. You are the light of the world. Don't keep your light under a basket. Take off the basket so other people can see. So other people can see that light that's inside of you. Just as Jesus said, he is the light of the world. You are made in his image. So you also are the light. Okay, if you would, pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for opening up your word to us today, showing us how much this is your country. We are your people. We are your chosen people. We have made you our Lord. Thank you for blessing us with everything that you've given us. We ask that you not only put a protective hedge around us, put a protective hedge around the United States. Show us what you want us to do. Show us how we can bear your light, show your light to other people, and how we can make it shine. Because we want to show other people what we have and also
bring them into the light.
We ask that you bless us, watch over us as we go our separate ways, and we also want to thank you for blessing your ministry here on the 8th Avenue. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Give your light to the Lord. Light, I want to say light becomes easier, but you become more protected when you give your light to the Lord. If you haven't done that yet, just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. We believe that if you say that simple prayer, that you've been born again. Keep coming back here every week. We love you, we care about you, and we can't wait to see you next time.